We're a little bit in the balance in of what how they're going to play, what they're going to do, whether they're going to have a new manager for the weekend. So it's been pretty much the norm over the last few weeks that we seem to be coming against managers or clubs that have either got caretaker managers or new ones coming in. But something you have to deal with. I think when you look at them over in general, that they're a very attacking team. I think they're leading goal scorers in the division, but either second or third weakest in terms of conceding. So we'll just keep doing our preparations of what we think they're going to play, but also concentrate on what we need to do to make sure that we're tight defensively, but ultimately try and do enough at the other end of the pitch to go and win a game as well.
How unsettling is it for you in terms of your preparation when you've come up against teams like QPR, Blackburn and Fulham who haven't had a permanent manager or they just had a new manager coming in? It's kind of hard to second guess what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, it's hard to work out. Are they going to change formation, personnel, etc.? But we've got to concentrate on what we're going to do as well. We try and give the players a rough outline of what they might do. That might all go out the window by somebody having a different viewpoint of how they're going to change the team personnel and tactically. So we'll see where we go, but ultimately it's about what we try and do and what we can do to do enough to go and win the game.
Kit Simons lost his job earlier this month and the owners have come out and said that obviously they've got ambitions of returning to the Premier League. With the quality of players that they've got in their squad, do you think there is an element of them underperforming this season?
Well, I think there are like a number of clubs that owners are desperate for the teams to get back into the Premiership, and unfortunately managers have suffered the consequences of teams being a little bit lower down than where they should be. And I did touch on this the other week, that it's so hard for managers to sometimes deliver the expectancy levels that people above them require sometimes. So it's what it is. They've got some good players. They've recruited over the summer. Obviously, I know Ross McCormack really well from a time at Leeds, signed him, and then it was not a bad bit of business. I think we paid £400,000 for him and went for 11.5. So he's a good lad, good footballer. I know his strengths and weaknesses, and the players will be aware of it. Got a young striker in Dembele who's catching the eye. So they've got a squad that is certainly capable of getting up to the top areas of the division. But I'm sure on Saturday they'll realise that they're up against a tough team in themselves.
And you talk about McCormack and Dembele. They've scored 20 goals between them this season, and as you say, they are the top scorers in the division with 30. So it is a very different test potentially from Blackburn.
Yeah, it is. But what we've done over the last few weeks, when we've come against some very good players, we've really kept them quiet and nullified any effect that they can have on the game last week. As I said, that Lawrence, Marshall, Conway and Rhodes never had a sniff on goal last weekend. A couple of weeks before, Charlie Austin never had a shot on target. Hopefully that's the case with this weekend, that we keep their attacking threats really quiet and go and do what we need to do at the other end of the pitch. So you have to try and get all your elements of the game put into one, and that ultimately can help you try and win a game.